The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. You are great, O God, and greatly to be praised. You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Grant that we may believe in you, call upon you, know you, and serve you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Jesus loves the little children of the world.
A reading from Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoner of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 145 responsively. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
Lord, you are good to all, and your compassion is over all your works.
All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your faithful ones shall bless you. That all people may know of your power and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion is throughout all ages. You, Lord, are faithful in all your works and loving in all your works.
The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down. A reading from Romans. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good, but in fact it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation?
It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest. Rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I was at confirmation camp all last week with about 50 middle school children, about 20 youth counselors or camp counselors, and maybe 10 pastors and youth directors. Last Sunday afternoon, 5 young people from St. Peter's and I took off, packed up the church van, and headed to the mountains. It took us an hour to get out of the parking lot. First, we gathered the kids. And then we had a few trips back home because we forgot the medical form or we forgot some camp paper or something. So we had a couple trips back home. And then one of the dads noticed that one of the tires in the van was a little bit low. And so testing it, it needs to have air. So take the van across the street and get air. And while he was taking the van across, he noticed that I only had 5/8 of a tank of gas, or 3/4 of a tank. It was 3/4 of a tank. And he thought, really, we should have a full tank of gas. So he came back, got his credit card, went back, got gas in it. In the meantime, he's thinking, well, if she didn't fill up the tank, I bet she didn't check the oil either. So we get back here, check the oil. Oh, it's down a little bit. But so then we have to get the oil. Well, we got some oil in the car. So we got oil in the car. We didn't have a funnel. And that, because something was broken, we had to get a funnel, so then we were making things out of tinfoil, and it was an hour. We got out. But the real challenge wasn't having the van up to date. It was cramming, stuffing all of the gear, you know, suitcases, sleeping bags for 5 people and myself, into the back of this van. And we stuffed it in, and I do mean stuff. We got to camp with no troubles, had a nice trip, and until it was time to unload. I was at the registration table, and the kids came back to get the key so that they could get their stuff out and take it down to the cabins. And they came back to me with, we can't get it open. We tried everything. I said, well, you didn't try everything. You didn't ask for help. You could have tried that. So they came, we were able to get it open. After we pulled a few of the suitcase or sleeping bags out of the van, through the van, so that the pressure on the back door would allow it to be open. We had a lot of stuff, right? Right, Brody? We had a lot of stuff. Sean, we had a lot of stuff. We finally were able to open it. Once that burden in the back end was released. In today's gospel, Jesus promises us rest for our souls by coming to him. He promises that we can set down our burden, our heavy yoke, and take on his yoke that is a light and easy yoke. Pastor Brinkman has a large wooden yoke up on the shelf in his garage, and he offered to let me use it for a sermon illustration, but the thing weighs a ton, and I knew that I couldn't stand here and hold it while I gave this sermon. So if you would, imagine a wooden yoke. When Jesus was speaking in first century Palestine, he was using this illustration of a yoke that was very common in that time, and not so much today. In the 21st century, in Southern California, I bet Pastor Brinkman's the only person that owns a yoke. Be fairly certain about that. The yoke fits across the shoulders of the animals using it, and it allows the animals to share the burden of whatever it is that they are pulling. One of the early church apologists, Justin Martyr, in the first century, wrote a beautiful meditation about Jesus, the carpenter. Yokes are wooden objects that a carpenter would have made. Maybe Jesus made yokes. And Justin Martyr imagines Jesus making a yoke that's meant to join pairs of animals together. And the yoke has to be made just right so that it's not rough on the animal's neck, that it wouldn't rub and cause pain, that it would be just the thing that would help the animals to bear their burdens, to pull together as an efficient team, better than either one or the other could do by themselves. Imagine the carpenter sanding down the rough spots, fitting the yoke on the animal, and then adjusting it, sanding, making it smooth, making it a perfect fit. Jesus invites us to take a yoke like this, made exactly for us by someone who understands, by someone who knows what it means to bear a burden, someone who knows each of us by name, knows our gifts and our needs, someone who doesn't want us to become tired and worn down. Jesus offers us a yoke made by his own labor of love, made perfectly for us. And more than that, Jesus offers himself to be our partner, to be the partner in that yoke. He's the one that helps us to bear that load, to carry that burden. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What a beautiful invitation. Jesus wants to give us rest from all the troubles and the hardships and the burdens that we carry. He invites us to give up our burdens and to turn everything over to him, and he will help us. That's easier said than done. You know that bumper sticker that says, let go and let God? It sums it up. But I think most people have trouble doing that. We hear this invitation from Jesus to put down our worries and our cares, to reach out our arms to Jesus, who reached out his arms on the cross for all of us. But it's hard to share our burdens, even with Jesus. We talked about this in confirmation camp. And the middle school kids came up with lots of reasons that people want to hold on to their worries, to hold on to their cares. Lots of reasons for not letting go and letting God. People forget about Jesus, and they think they're alone in their troubles. People don't want to bother God with their problems. They think that there are other people that have much more serious problems, and God's probably busy with them. So you don't want to bother God. Or Jesus really isn't talking to me when he says, give me your burdens, lay down your burdens, take my yoke. He's not really talking to me. He's talking to somebody else. I think those are pretty good reasons that, you know, 12 and 13-year-old young people came up with. But I think that there's something else. Look at that gospel verse again. Come to me, all you who are weary. Do you want him? I think Noah wants to be with you, Mom. When Jesus says, come to me, all you that are weary, Jesus is speaking in the plural. He's speaking to each one of us, to every one of us, to all of us. And I think those reasons that the kids came up with are really good, but I'd like to add one more reason that keeps us from accepting Jesus' invitation. It's that we don't want to ask for help. We don't want to need help. We are strong and capable. We think that keeping our problems and our needs to ourselves, trying to do things alone, not asking for help at all, is a proof of our ability and our strength. If I had paid attention and asked for help on Friday morning, yesterday, the day before yesterday, I wouldn't be walking with a limp today. All week at camp, I acted like I was 14. Well, not all the time. I did at mealtime when I ate kid food for a week. And there was a retaining wall right outside the lodge. And every meal before the meals, the kids would come and sit on this retaining wall. So there was a whole line of kids sitting on this wall. And the pastors were sitting at the picnic tables that were right on the other side of this wall. So all week I would come and jump over that wall and get up and sit at the picnic table. And that was fine. Friday morning, however, I had my arms full. I had my Bible. I had my sun hat. I had my sunglasses. I had my water bottle, maybe a couple other things. And I got to the wall, put my foot up, and then I was swinging my other foot. I had some pretty good momentum going, but I was a little more top heavy than I had ever been before because I had all this stuff in my hand. I just went right down on the wall. So I've got abrasions here. I've got a bruise here and a bruise here and a bruise here that all from my slamming my body with full force right onto that concrete wall. Y'all feel sorry for me now? Sufficient. Yeah, I could have asked for help. I could have asked someone, would you hold this stuff while I climb, or could have gone around back, but I could have asked for help, but I didn't, so I fell. And we're celebrating Independence Day this weekend. Our country became independent from England, and we celebrate the adoption of the Constitution that declared independence. We like to think of ourselves as independent in every way. We don't need help. I can do it myself. The truth is, as Christians, we really should be celebrating Dependence Day. We, the beloved children of God, make the claim that we are dependent. God has given us all that we have and all that we are. We are dependent. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. At the base of the Statue of Liberty, there are these words written by Emma Lazarus. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse from your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Christian dependence, American independence, the only way we can live out either of these callings is an interdependence with one another. Isn't it true that a shared yoke is an easier burden? Within the Christian community, we hear this invitation to put down our burdens and take the lighter, easier burden of Jesus Christ. As we celebrate Independence Day this weekend, we also know the truth that it is only through our helping others bear their burdens, assisting those tired, poor, huddled masses yearning to be free, it's only in our helping that we can know our own independence, or more honestly, know our dependence on God, on the God who calls each of us and every one of us to come to Him, to take His burden, to share our burdens with Jesus Christ. Amen.